Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But he makes that statement, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, literally having left the ABCs of Christ. What it means, okay? Here's the thought. Now, again, as I was pondering this section, when we were little, whether you're homeschooled or in kindergarten or whatever, you learn the ABCs. Even our grandkids, they come over, our little one, they'll do that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. You know, they learn their ABCs. Well, when they were just young. Well, it's interesting. Why do we learn our ABCs? To sing that little song? No. So we can learn to read, and we can learn to write, and we can learn to grow. Okay? Wouldn't it be awful for an adult still, you know, to be careful, still only know their ABCs? It's like a baby. It wouldn't be natural for a grown person to still be literally on a bottle drinking milk. As a matter of fact, if they didn't grow as a child up in years, we'd be taking that baby to the doctor, that toddler and the teenager. There's something wrong. He's not growing. He's not maturing. We'd be taking him to the doctor all the time. How much more important it is for a believer who hasn't grown? They've been saved for years and years, but they're still a babe in Christ. They're still on their ABCs. And the thought is this, that we did not keep learning the basics. We used the basics to go on to better things. We didn't just stay ABCs. We learned to read. We learned to write. A foundation had been laid, and we built upon it. From the ABCs, we went to graduation, high school, whatever it would be. From graduation, some went to, got an associate's degree. Some got a bachelor's degree. I mean, they progress. Are you following? They kept, some got a, from there, a master's, some got a doctorate, a PhD, and whether or not, you know, that's, but you see the principles that you're growing. You're not just in your ABCs, but these Hebrew believers, they were stuck with that. They haven't grown, and this is what the Apostle Paul is literally saying, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ. That's the basics. We all know about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have to know that in order to be saved. But again, that's the ABCs. The virgin birth. Everybody understand. Well, I say understand, believes the virgin birth. Again, that would be categorized as a basic Bible doctrine. You don't have to understand it either. Nobody understands it. You just believe it. There's some basic Bible doctrines that pretty much everybody would believe. The triunity of the Godhead. We would believe that Jesus is God, very God. Would you call that basic? Well, the Bible says this. Jesus said this in John chapter 8. If you don't believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. So you must believe in order to be saved that Jesus Christ is God, very God in the flesh. You must believe that He died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again according to Scripture. You must believe that in order to be saved. So that's why these are kind of categorized, if you will, the basic Bible doctrines, the ABCs. That's the milk. Okay, that's where you begin. But Paul says we have to grow from that. There is so much more to learn than these things. And that, so he's talking about we're to mature. It's normal for a believer to grow. It's abnormal. In other words, it's not normal for a believer not to grow, to stay where he is for years and years and still, as Paul talks about, still in the bottle, not able to eat meat. That's not normal. It does not mean you're not saved. You're going to heaven, but yet you're not entering into the rest. And all that God has for you as a believer, you're missing out on it. Okay. And then he goes a little bit farther when he says, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation the foundation of repentance and from dead works and of faith toward God. Well, I have a note here, not laying again the foundation. There are going to be six foundational facts of the Christian life, which are listed here, all, by the way. All of these are also foundational facts in the Jewish life, in the Jewish faith, all of these, and we'll look at them. That's why it was so difficult for the Jewish people not only to accept Christianity, but to stay with it, because a lot of them went back because of the similarities. The Christian faith grew out of the Jewish faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. There's so much there. You know, the Jewish faith and all in the Old Testament. Well, in the New Testament, we see these believers that before the Gentiles, it was all the Jews, and they came out of the Jewish faith. So in a way, the Christian faith grew out of a Jewish faith. There were some similarities, and we see this right here. A lot of similarities. They're all listed in pairs, by the way. It's interesting. When you read this, they're listed as pairs. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. That's the first pair. The doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands. That's the second pair. And out of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. That's the third pair. And they tie together. It's interesting. Now let's look at them one by one real quick. Repentance, what it talks about here in verse number one, about laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Remember, who is the Apostle Paul talking to? He's talking to Hebrew people. That's why it's so important to understand this. Even though it's important for us, but specifically he's talking to these Hebrew people that knew this, the principle about repentance toward God, because that was foundational in the Old Testament. They saw that. They knew that. That it was repentance from dead works. Where it talks about repentance from dead works. The works that were mentioned here were the works of the Mosaic Law. Had a real problem with that, people did, because they were continually, the Jews were trying to keep the law. Then they would break it. Then they'd come back for repentance. And that's what it's talking about. Again, I want you to, this, what he's talking about here, is things that affected the Jewish people, not us. Even though we could say we place our faith in Christ and repentance toward God, he's talking to those Jewish people who understand the Hebrew principle or the Jewish principle. They knew about repentance toward God because faith toward God was in repentance from dead works and faith in, toward God. The Old Testament taught faith toward God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let me add this. The only way you were ever saved, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, or now, or for the last person to ever get saved, is by faith. Faith plus nothing, faith minus nothing. God's only had one plan of salvation, and that's faith. Even in the Old Testament, it was faith. They believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So we see this principle of faith toward God. They knew about that. The Old Testament taught faith toward God. So to say you have faith and believe in God didn't get you very far. You must act upon it. That's why the book of James is so important. Man may say he have faith. Well, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith how? By my works. You must act upon it. So just by saying, yeah, I believe God, it doesn't mean you're not going to heaven, but you're not growing. You're not acting. You're not building upon your faith. And so these Jewish people, when Paul was writing to these Hebrew believers, they understood this, both from the Jewish side and from that, now if we say the Christian side. They'd been on both sides of the fence. And by the way, it's a very difficult place to try to straddle a fence. Okay. Either get on one side or get on the other, okay? Anyway, that's a whole nother story.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.